We hear a lot about superfoods and how good they are for us, but what are they actually and what makes them so great? Kate Woods is from Raw Living.
Superfoods are natural plant foods which are exceptionally dense in nutrients, so they're very, very good for you and they give you extraordinary levels of energy and vitality. Some examples are not broccoli and blueberries. Often people think of superfoods because they read articles in magazines and things and they'll think, oh, it's blueberries, but it's not any of those things. It's things like, most people are familiar with spirulina, the algaes like Klamath Lake algae and chlorella, and then a lot of people have heard of aloe vera now as well. That's a superfood. But then there's new ones, there's a lot of new ones coming into the country at the moment. Things like maca and goji berries and cacao are getting increasingly popular.
So what would you do with these foods?
They're all really different and it's really hard to generalise. It's like saying, what would you do with vegetables? Because it's like you've got, goji berries are really different from cacao, and it's like trying to compare a carrot and a parsnip. They're just different things. I mean, goji berries, for instance, they're a berry that grows in the Himalayan mountains. They're the most nutrient-dense fruit on the planet. They contain more vitamins and minerals than any other fruit in the world. And they're really nice. They taste really nice. They taste kind of like raisins. They're like, you know, just little dried fruit. So they're really great for snacking on or for adding to cereals, putting in your porridge, even putting in salads. They're really nice. Cacao is raw chocolate. It's the bean that all chocolate is made from. So we make sweets out of that usually. We grind it up, right? Grind up the bean and we make lovely sweets and puddings and cakes. And
so you wouldn't eat the bean on its own?
You can. It's quite bitter. You know, you think of dark chocolate or cocoa powder, it's ever so bitter. You can. Some people do snack on them, but you have to have a really addictive cacao thing going on, I think, to want to just eat them like that.
And then what about things like the seaweeds and the spirulina and so on? How would I eat those?
Quite a few of them are in powders, and those are best really in smoothies. A spirulina is one that people often find difficult to stomach. It's got a very strong algae taste, so the best way to take spirulina is probably in a smoothie or pudding. See, if you're only having a little bit, like Klamath Lake algae is much stronger than spirulina, so you need a lot less. It's a lot more concentrated, so you only need like maybe half a teaspoon of Klamath Lake algae. Or when you're starting off with any of them, it's best to start off with small amounts because they are so potent. So like the maca, for instance, you start off with half a teaspoon of maca. You could just add that to your yogurt or your porridge or whatever, and you probably wouldn't even notice the taste.
The fact that these have been dried and ground up and all those kind of things, doesn't that rather detract from the whole idea of these being superfoods and fresh and natural and so on?
They're just so powerful, these foods, that one of the things about them is that people really notice the benefits. And it's not like where you might read an article and you might think, oh, I think I'm deficient in iron, I'm going to take an iron supplement, and then you don't really notice the difference, you know. It's like people take these things and you notice straight away, especially with the maca and the cacao. They're really, really potent and they're really, really energising.
And should you not cook them? So, for example, if I wouldn't put them in my porridge while I was cooking it, would not be a good idea?
Yeah, put them in at the end.
Is there quite a good place to start with superfoods? I mean, you just pick one and see if you can go for it, or is there like a good one to start with that's easy to get on with?
Like I said, they've all got different characters and it's really individual, and some people find that they really love maca but they hate bee pollen, or some people really love bee pollen and they don't get along with spirulina. So it's really an individual thing and they all have different things. Like maca is really good for hormones, it's a really good hormone balancer, and a lot of women really, really get on well with maca. So it depends what your individual thing is. Like aloe vera is really good for joint problems and skin problems, so some people find that that's the one that really works for them.
And if you're choosing some of these superfoods to buy, how do you know that you're getting like a decent one that hasn't been sitting on a shelf or traveling for hundreds of hours?
They're actually quite hard to get. I mean, the spirulinas, most of the ones on the market are quite good. As well, it's true, you get what you pay for. And with aloe vera, if it's £5 a bottle, that means most of it's water. And there's quite a lot of poor quality aloe vera on the shelves. You do get what you pay for. And you can notice the difference with aloe vera. If it tastes like water, that's because it is water. And you'll know if you've got proper aloe vera. There's stuff like the cacao and the goji berries are actually really hard to find at the moment, so there's not that many people bringing them into the country, and so you can be fairly sure if you can find some that they're quite good.
That's Kate Woods from Raw Living.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.